right now on VFN TV. We heard of the prophetic word about draining the swamp, and we've been saying things for quite some time. If you've been sticking with us on the program, you've been hearing about it. But finally, it was President Trump that surfaced all these things, or God that surfaced during this particular time. As a matter of fact, we're going to look at all that, the swamp creatures, the prophecy. We're going to have Lance Wallnell talking about it right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
How's it going, Oklahoma?
Listen, I'm doing great. I was going to ask you, didn't you just get back from being refreshed and rejuvenated? How do you feel?
I didn't even think about that.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
I didn't even share that.
Talk to us.
I should have shared that. I didn't know.
Well, come on.
Yes, I just went up the street to Office Depot and picked up some. No, my wife and I celebrated 30 years.
How many years?
30 years of marriage.
30 years.
And our anniversary, and we wanted to do something to remember it and to be able to get a rest. And so we went to Alaska.
Wasilla.
Well, we went to the beautiful state of Alaska. All those that are out there watching us in Alaska, we love the state of Alaska. Mm. The people are so nice. We've heard so many stories about Alaska. We rode trains, planes, boats, ships, everything, and got a chance to meet the fine people, taste the great food, see the beautiful whales and the grizzly bears and the caribou and just
moose.
But it's just beautiful. The waters are beautiful. We got to see the glaciers. I hate to say this, for somebody said they were gone. They're still there. The glaciers are there. Glacier Park, which is this just beautiful area to be able to look at the glaciers. And it was just, we went to Denali, you know, Denali.
Park,
yeah,
State
yeah,
Park?
Yeah, Denali Park, which is the largest mountain in America, the United States of America.
Wow.
In the West, and just beautiful place where they're just seeing all the animals and the mountains, and just the word that comes to mind when I think about Alaska is you get to see the majestic mountains, the majestic wells, the majestic waters, and it's just, you know, it's just so big. I mean, it's so big that you take a picture of it, you can't even, it just doesn't do it justice. Everybody takes a picture and like, ah. Because you're looking at this, it's just humongous. It's beautiful. If you get a chance, I think the slogan is "Before you die," you know.
I was going to ask you. So, do you recommend it? I mean, do we have to go to Alaska?
Yes, book your cruises through us. VFNKB. No, seriously, that I would recommend it for somebody you know that's been married a little while, and to get a chance to go up there and spend some time together, see some beauty together, and meet some great people, and you'll have a really good time. Beautiful. Beautiful people. They're I don't know how we say, they're the type of people that can survive. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They know, which is, America was built on those type of people. But they basically, a lot of them receive their income around 3 months out of the year because it gets so cold the rest of the year.
Really?
I'm a Floridian, so that's not much for me.
I wonder what they do the rest of the year.
Oh, I think they get tattoos. I'm not sure. I saw a couple of them. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, so... But we had a good time, really enjoyed it, and the people are just beautiful. I mean, they really are, and the area is beautiful. If you get a chance, you know, you've been there a while. I did hear somebody say that they waited too long to go. They wish they would have come a little bit earlier when they were, because we did some climbing and some...
Did you go to Juneau, too?
Yeah, we went to Juneau, and it's not spelled J-U-N-O.
Oh, no.
At the mail, no. But we went there. That's the capital. Okay. Of Alaska, and they were going to move it. They found out it's going to cost several $1 billion to move it, and they're all about, you know, saving funds.
Yeah.
But everybody, John, everybody in the state of Alaska gets a check from the government every year.
What?
Every year.
What?
The government gives them money.
Do tell. What?
I know.
What is this?
It's so full of resources and all, and so the oil and all that they sell to the world, to the nation, that they actually distribute that amongst all the people that live there. In Alaska. I mean, you got to prove you're living there, but you're living there, I think, as much as $2,000 a year or something.
Call
like that.
Call that a blessing.
I know.
Goodness,
call yourself Alaskan.
Yeah. Right? Let's go.
Yeah, right. But then that's so cool. It'd be cool. Every single state would
that
God would bless your state with resources where everybody doesn't pay taxes, but they actually get an income
coming
in from the resources out of that state.
Well, this is the land of opportunity. God's
truly
blessed this country.
So we had a good time, and I love my wife, and we had a good time on the boat and on the train and wow. on in the cars and the buses, in the chalet in the mountains up in Denali Park. I had a chalet, which is like a you know, wood log cabin areas okay. and stuff they had out there.
Last question, what was the best part of the whole thing?
I would say the beauty, just wow. the beauty of it, the majestic moment of it. It was so much to take in.
It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely overwhelming. Hopefully I get a chance to be able to share some of that with you. I know that I shared a little bit on VFM Family Television, you know, and maybe we can make that available sometime, you know, on VFN TV where you guys could see that as well. But I encourage you, if you get a chance, you know, and if somebody, you know, that's wanting to go, bless them. That would be a great way to be able to go and encourage them. And so we had a good time.
Hey,
had a really
sounds
good time.
Good.
Well, getting back to the program, yeah. I had no idea we're going to be talking about Alaska. But the fact that I remember Cindy Jacobs giving a prophetic word some time back mm-hmm. about as of a certain particular date, you know, within 10 months, I believe it was, of President Trump being put into office, I believe that's where it was, that the swamp that nobody even acknowledged at the time, the political swamp, the
creatures,
swamp creatures, she called it, you know, were going to be dealt with and revealed. Well, a lot of people just didn't even believe that. Well, we're hearing Lance Wallnose talking about that's actually what happened. He's talking very yeah. specifically about how, you know, we're being divided. We're being divided up. People are creating new ideas and new concepts to divide us. The reason why they're creating so many different categories for what was simply just two categories, for example, is because that means you can be divided that much more. The more categories they give us, the more tags and names they give us, then they could divide us up. But the truth is, we never were divided. You know, America
divide and conquer us.
Correct. You know, this is what God, the creator of the God of the universe, said to his son, because Jesus said nothing unless he heard the Father say it or do it. He said, anything, a nation, a family, anything divided against itself will fall. So when you see people trying to divide us like that, their hope is not that we survive. Their hope is that we fall.
And united we goal. Stand, divided we fall. It's divided the United States of America, right?
Think about it. You know, we say it so quickly, but the first word of who we are is united. I mean, get rid of the word state and America, right? And the first part of our name is united. But why, if somebody's coming against the very first part of our very title, united, you think about that. They're trying to destroy our country. And this is what Abraham Lincoln said, President Lincoln said. We're such a strong country, such a large country. Really, we're a blessed country. He said, the only way, it can't be destroyed from without, but it can be destroyed from within.
I believe it.
And that's what's happening right now. People are trying to do that. So they don't care about you if they're trying to divide you. They don't care about your schools if they're trying to divide your schools. They don't care about your marriage if they're trying to divide your marriage. They don't care about your family if they're trying to divide your family. They don't care about your education. They're trying to divide you from your education and your knowledge. They don't care about your rights if they're trying to divide you from your rights. If they care about you, they're actually trying to unite you to those things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I want us to hear from Lance Wallnose. He's talking here on the Jim Baker Show, talking specifically about this very thing. Check it out.
Did you think the swamp was going to be this deep and this full of creatures?
Hey, listen, man. The names we know now, Brenner, Clapper, Comey, yes. Stork, just think about this. These were the people that were in charge of our intelligence and protection services. They weren't neutral parties. They were weaponized intelligence services with a political agenda. And it's all the stuff that we have to always guard ourselves from, extremists, anxieties, and prophetic worries and stuff. But there's a reason to be concerned. But what God has done is, through Donald Trump, he's surfaced in crystal clarity the nature of the sickness in America, so that you and I don't sound like we're crazy anymore. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this for years, but people didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
When I first started talking about seven mountains of culture, and I said, media has to be taken, Hollywood has to be taken, Christian influence has got to show up on academia. Look at what's happened now. Academia is completely taken over by socialist Marxism, educating the next generation with your tax money to vote against basically capitalist, free enterprise, Judeo-Christian values, and become socialist. And there's never been a socialist state in the history of the earth that ever succeeded. Look at Venezuela if you want to see the future of the United States.
That's right.
The left is is so overwhelmed by socialism. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. The Democratic Party has become the socialistic party.
It's in fact because of this. Because
why?
Because power. Understand, there's always elites that benefit from a structure. And the way that America's tilted, the Democratic Party and the elites are able to have power if they can capitalize on the discontent of the masses. So they now are weaponizing division between races, between yes. genders, between sexes. Yes. And imagine if you have a devil loose in your ministry or your business or in your family whose goal is to create power by dividing the house around issues of strife that cause hatred and violence.
Right.
That's how wicked that spirit has become. And now when you've got like look at this, and you don't know the extent to which media is being manipulated until you realize that 100 leading newspapers last week all in public agreed that we're all going to do hit pieces on Trump at the same time.
Right.
This is the major newspaper medias are all organizing in public. What do you think happened this weekend in Washington? That was sheer manipulated news cycles. We had this white supremacist thing, white supremacy, white. There is no white supremacist movement in the United States, and the proof of it is only 24 people show up.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, there never was. Yeah. By the way, there never was a white supremacist movement in the United States. Mm. And if you want to really drive Democrats crazy, the KKK and Jim Crow laws did have a history in the United States, but they were all in Democratic states.
He's telling
not a single story. Republican state. So what does that tell you? That tells you that a makeover's been done politically so that the Republicans and the Christians are being smeared by a spirit of Leviathan to look as though they're the right-wing extremists. So Unite the Right, I believe, was organized by the left. I believe Unite the Right was organized by the left in order to get all of the left-wing activists funded. Because if you go to Washington, it's a weird thing. If you ever go to a hotel in Washington, you'll be at the Hilton, and there'll be a poster out in the lobby of 20 left-wing organizations all meeting in different rooms. And they're all related to the protests going on because the protest is theater. You'd go to Washington to stage a protest for the media, not for the politicians. The politicians don't even look at it. They go home and look at it on the news. Right. And so what you had was a massive surge of fundraising to the left off of an artificial, fictional white supremacist movement, which, of course, is right wing. It's Unite the Right. Mm-hmm. And when, in fact, no one on the right is into that. It's the left that is into racial politics. It's the left that is into tearing apart America based upon socioeconomic philosophy, and telling you something, socialism.
And you're looking at what it's really a brilliant political strategy. You create the bad things on the other side to make people think like it's them doing it when it's you doing it.
Yeah.
It sounds like deception.
Yeah.
But you know, this is the thing I don't understand. I do understand, but you would say I don't understand. Is the fact is, if you're argument, if your ideas were that good, why did you need to block the road?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just share your idea? Everybody just eats it. I mean, if your cookies are good, you
got
to tell people
there.
To quit. You got to quit taking these cookies. And you'll find out people that don't have good ideas, they just think their idea is good and you're going to do it and that's just how it is. They're the ones that create all this division and this strife, and it's just demonic because all authority is established by God. When you have all these things being organized to come against in a presumptuous and a rebellious way, that's not God's way, and it's not an American way for that to happen. I mean, you can present your petitions to the government, but you don't rebel against the government. You don't do these different things that are going on. Well, listen, when we get back from this break, right? What are we coming up?
Listen, you're going to hear this prophetic word from Cindy Jacobs as she talks about this vision the Lord gave her months, almost a year before all this has happened, about this, how God's going to drain the swamp and how these creatures are going to be fighting for the very last bit of water. It's all going to make sense. Join us as we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest, and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Whoever owns the narrative owns the culture, and whoever owns the culture empowers the ideology.
Let's talk today about how to discipline a one-year-old child who may begin to test the limits of authority at that age. My own daughter, for example, challenged her mother for the first time when she was just 9 months old. My wife was waxing the kitchen floor when Danae crawled to the edge of the linoleum. Shirley said, "No, Danae," gesturing to the child not to enter the kitchen. Since our daughter began talking very early, she clearly understood the meaning of the word no. Nevertheless, she crawled straight onto the sticky wax. Well, Shirley picked her up and set her down in the hallway, saying no more strongly as she put her down. 7 times this process was repeated, until Danae finally yielded and crawled away in tears. That was my daughter's first little confrontation with her mother. There were many more to follow, I assure you of that. Now, how does a parent discipline a one-year-old? Very carefully and gently. A child at this age is easy to distract and divert. Rather than jerking a wristwatch from his or her hands, dangle a brightly colored alternative, and then be prepared to catch the watch when it falls. When unavoidable confrontations do occur, as with Danae, win them by firm persistence, but not by punishment. Compared to the months that are to follow, the period around 1 year of age is usually a tranquil and fun time in a child's life. Enjoy it to the fullest.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we were talking about in the beginning of our conversation about what Lance Wallen is talking about in the division and all the things taking place. Well, you know, it may look bad today, but what's happened is what's been bad undercover and down underwater,
that's right,
underground, it's all surfacing.
Coming
so
to surface.
It's not like something appeared, you know, that wasn't. It's just something that was under, I guess, the swampy, marshy, yeah, political sphere. People that actually thought that they didn't need to hear your vote and that your vote didn't count and they were going to determine what you're going to do. They just...
Sad, isn't it?
It was like... You know, coming from somebody in former law enforcement and then watching, you know, what's happening with our law enforcement in regards to holding back justice. And you think, don't we need to now begin to let people out of jail? If you, this is what happened. I know we got to go. But this one particular Florida Department of Law Enforcement officer was over evidence. I don't know if he's an officer or not, but he's over evidence. And he would take the evidence in from different crimes. What he began to do is take the drugs that was being used, a certain drug, and he replaced the drug with a sugar pill type thing.
Mm.
Well, when that was discovered after a couple of years down the road, they went back to every single case, and they retried them, and everybody was let out. Because that's justice. It's a fair justice. And to me, it's beginning to look like we've got to start letting some people out of jail.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because... it's unfair for the one that's actually putting you, you know, in jail is actually doing ten times the crime
and not being held
against our very own constitution and executive office and it's just amazing days. But this is what was prophesied about. It was prophesied from Cindy Jacobs early on that this is exactly what would happen. Let's go back and look at what was said before this started happening. So you can know that God had this in mind. As a matter of fact, this is God's doing. Check it out.
Cindy, you had a vision of the swamp being drained. When was that?
Well, it was a few months ago. But actually, it was before. Well, it was right after the inauguration sometime. And the Lord showed me that as the swamp was drained, there were swamp creatures.
Oh.
And what I saw was alligators and, you know, snakes and everything. They were all fighting each other. The lower the swamp got, the more they turned against each other. And the Lord said to me, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get very bad, seemingly, in Washington, D.C. But then after that, it's like when you drain a swamp, this actually happens, you know, where all the creatures get all upset and everything. They're fighting for the remaining water or whatever, that was going to happen. It's very interesting. And then we were up in Washington, D.C. For a time when Vice President Pence was celebrating Jerusalem Day, I think it was. Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets and Mike and I, and we were sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the presence of God filled, literally just, wasn't it amazing, Mike?
Isn't it amazing he does that when we're eating?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we were eating and they gave the vision for Lori's house.
Yeah.
You know, when you break bread together, the Holy Spirit just comes.
Something happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and Chuck began to prophesy. What Chuck prophesied is there's going to be 10 months of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be 3 years of peace, depending on how we pray and what we do the next 10 months.
Yeah.
And that will be up like next February.
Mm.
And so then it got really wild after that. The whole Russian thing came out again, the Comey firing, and all this happened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for me, when I heard what Comey did and turned over that memo to the press, I personally thought if he was my, I don't know the timeline and all that, but I just thought, you know, the man did not deserve to stay.
No.
You know, I mean, if somebody is turning against you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Dutch and I were praying with Romero Pena and some others.
Yes.
And at that time, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, there are many moles in the various agencies, the FBI, many of the agencies. And the Lord said to me, I want you to pray that every mole is exposed. So we began to pray. Yeah, you can clap your hands on that. And it began to happen. And we began to just legislate in the heavens over that. And so I want to say to you that something remarkable is getting ready to happen, but it's going to be the swamp wars. It's swamp wars. And it's going to continue till next February.
Yeah.
But it's going to take that long to drain the swamp enough that these wars are over. So
you're looking at 10 months, and it looks like we didn't pray fully enough because it's still going on today. But it was a big, deep-rooted system. But it's interesting, she says moles, because a particular FBI agent, which I think was the second one in the greatest one in authority.
I don't know if he had that much authority, but he definitely had influence.
Yeah, well, he was up there. That this week he's going to speak to Congress, but they defined him on the news just last night. One of the journalists that were there described him as a mole.
Mm.
They believed he was a mole because he was like working with his wife. She had another, I don't know, all these different
things
going on.
She worked with Fusion GPS and she was passing on allegedly information to him, and he was still bringing that up to Mueller and all.
And even after the guy who put this particular papers together was fired, the Steele dossier, then Bruce Orr still continued to work with him. Well, the whole big thing is they used the word mole.
Mm.
And you're hearing Cindy Jacobs saying God told her that there's moles in all these different departments. And a mole, of course, would be somebody's trying to do that department in, the vision of that department, the goal of that department.
The beautiful thing about all this is that God is aware of everything.
Yes.
And Amos 3 tells us that God shares with, you know, shares his secrets. He shares what he's doing with people that want to hear from him, right? His prophets. And so God's letting us know so that we can do something. And our call to action here was to pray. And it still is.
It still is. As a matter of fact, you heard us on our earlier program. If you missed it, you got to catch it, you know, where Pastor John Kilpatrick was sharing where God spoke with him that we're going to have to pray because what never comes out normally is this Jezebel spirit. And normally what you always see is the Ahab. That's why you never can get rid of something, you know. And it's Ahab is somebody who was in authority, but they surrendered it to somebody else.
Front man.
Yeah, the front man or front woman. And so, but now it's getting so desperate that the swamp creature, this Jezebelic swamp creature, you know, that as we described in earlier programs, coming out and it's going to be fierce and that type of thing. But understand, if we pray, and of course God's stronger than that, but it was there all along. It's just coming out. And so we have to be willing to say, you know what? The people that founded our country, that laid their life down, their liberty, their resources, and stood up for it, it may be our generation that has to just pray and believe God. And even if it's our children, to get the benefit from that, because we had to pay the price of standing up for what was right and what was truth during our generation, it's really worth it. But you're seeing things that they never would have come out of. We just saw recently where one of the, one particular, I believe a CIA agent, was talking about another CIA agent, and they were always on the same side, but all of a sudden they turned on each other when they thought he's gone too far. They called a president a certain name, and so now they started, this is what they said, swamp creatures begin to turn on each other. You're starting to see people, you know, do this thing. And the thing is this, you know, every man's fallen short. The truth is this, were we operating in the principles that was expected from us in the organization, the department that we are in? And if we weren't, we would go to our boss and say, listen, I was wrong, whatever has happened through discipline, and then you change. And it could mean you need to find another job. Listen to this, people find jobs all the time. It's not, so many federal workers think like, I'll have to find another job. That happens to us all
the time.
Catch
a clue.
It's not the end of the world, but listen, you could be right at that point and go, I got it right. It's done. It's over with. Now I sell paint, you know, or something.
Right.
I'm no longer this. And it's better that than to stay in a place where you realize, you know, God is bringing judgment. He's like shaking things right now. And he's shaking all of us. All of us are being shaken. And it's going to get worse, like she said, before it gets better. To me, it extended beyond the 10 months because we're seeing this deep ingrained a system that people have their own individual authorities that they choose whether to give it up or not. And they're holding on probably longer than people didn't realize they were willing to be this foolish. I mean, they're doing some crazy things because we had such respect for these folks and we always would hear them talk and we would have had such respect for them. And now you're thinking like, oh my goodness, what's happening? It's like everything that they once held, they don't have that anymore. And it's like, we don't want to lose respect for our government.
And it seems these are top tier people. I believe a lot of wonderful
men and
women serving every day
thousands,
duties, FBI, and all these other organizations, you know? And so those people are commendable and honorable, but it seems to be this top leadership that's been corrupted.
I'm glad you said that because we're just talking about the handful that's at the top.
We're not
the political appointee type people. Listen, I want to pray for you right now. Listen, I want to hear your comments below. Comment, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. Dear God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, drain this swamp.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, purge it, Lord. Give us another chance at government, Lord, in our country, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. We'll